Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Welcome to Believing Together. My name is Frank Newsom. I'm the youth pastor here at Kerwin, and as always, love being able to share God's word with you. And you know, any conversation that you and I have has the potential to be a gospel conversation. I don't know if you've ever been in a store, grocery store, or something like that, and you just happen to find yourself somehow organically talking to someone, and next thing you know, somehow church or God or something like that has been brought into the conversation, and next thing you know, you're just organically talking about the Lord. And you know, I love those moments that we have. But what if we were more intentional? What if we looked for moments in every interaction with someone, in every conversation that we're having with someone, whether we know them, whether we don't? But what if we looked at every conversation as an opportunity to talk about God, to talk about His goodness, to talk about His salvation? And I believe that's what we see here modeled by Jesus in Luke chapter number 5. And so we're going to be in Luke chapter number 5 here this morning. If you want to turn there, you certainly can. And, you know, as I was looking, the heading in my Bible in Luke chapter number 4, verse number 14 says, Jesus begins His ministry. And I want to read these verses to you in Luke chapter 4 before we talk about Luke chapter 5. And Luke chapter number 4 says in verse number 14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of Him throughout all the region round about. And notice verse number 15, it says, and He taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. This is, of course, right after Jesus has been tempted by Satan. He's been out in the wilderness 40 days, 40 nights, and He comes back now. And I want you to notice that little part in verse number 15 says where He taught in their synagogues. But if you keep reading, as Jesus taught in their synagogues, it says they ran Him out of the synagogues, right? They wanted to murder Him. Do you keep reading the rest of that chapter? And so the question is now is, what does Jesus do? Right, does Jesus pack up His bags, and does He go home and say, well, you know, I tried to tell them about Me. I tried to tell them they were sinners. I tried to tell them about heaven and all of that. Of course He doesn't. But I want you to notice as we come to chapter number 5, I think we learned something very important from Jesus here. Look at Luke chapter 5, verse number 1 with me. It says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon Him to hear the word of God, so these people were hungry to hear the word of God, He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. So Jesus has a group of people here that are hungry to hear the word of God, and Jesus notices an opportunity here. And so He's going to take that. And I believe that we live in a world today that literally is hungry to hear the word of God. Now, they may not come out and say that. They might not even recognize that. But I believe that we have a world that is hungry for the truth. And we need to see that opportunity as Christians. And so Jesus here says that He has this group of people. They want to hear the word of God. He sees an opportunity. Look at verse number 3. He sees these ships, and it says, He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Notice that He sat down and taught the people out of the ship. We see Him in the previous chapter. He's teaching in the synagogues, but they run Him out of the synagogues. They don't want Him there. And so Jesus says, well, I'm going to take My message elsewhere. And what we see here is Jesus going anywhere that people would listen. Jesus didn't need a church. Jesus didn't need a building. Jesus didn't need a wooden pulpit for any of that. And here's the thing, neither do we. All right, I love this quote by John Wesley. He said, I love a church room filled with people. I love a soft cushioned pew, a handsome pulpit, he says, but field preaching saves souls and changes lives. And I know what you might be thinking, you know, Frank, what are you saying? Do I need to go get a megaphone and stand out on the street corner and, you know, do some street preaching? That's not what I'm saying. It's not what I'm claiming at all. But what I am saying is, what if we looked at every opportunity as an opportunity to talk about our Savior? Jesus saw an opportunity and He took it. You know, what if that chance meeting at the grocery store that we talked about earlier? What if that chance meeting, you know, at wherever you're at, you know, you just kind of strike up a conversation with a person. What if that was planned and orchestrated by God? What if God ordained that you would have that waitress at that restaurant on that day? You know, what if that plan, what if that meeting that just so happened to happen at the hardware store or whatever it is, what if God ordained that and he wanted you to share the gospel with that person? You know, I think sometimes we're just so busy in life that we just don't notice the little opportunities that God gives us on a daily basis. Right? Every fishing trip, every hunting trip, every round of golf could be a witnessing opportunity for us. Every shopping spree, every trip to the nail salon. There are people who may not be willing to come to church. Maybe it's people you know, maybe it's people you don't know, but there's a lot of people who are not willing to come to church, but they might be willing to listen to a friend. They might be willing to listen to a coworker talk about Jesus. And I love this part right here is Jesus was speaking to the crowd that day, right? He has all these people who are, they're pressing in on him. They want to hear the word of God. And Jesus has this opportunity to speak to all of them, but Jesus was after a more personal message, and that was for Peter. He was trying to get a message to Peter. Look at verse number 4 of Luke chapter number 5. It says, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, all right, he personalizes it now. He's directed his attention not to the crowd any longer, but just to Simon. He says to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. He had a lesson he wanted Peter to learn that day. Before Peter was going to follow him, Jesus needed to teach them this lesson that he was about to show him. And, you know, maybe every one of you at work, you know, maybe everybody that you work with knows you're a Christian. Maybe everyone on your ball team or the place where you go to get your hair done or your nails done. Maybe everybody in your neighborhood sees you get up and go to church on Sunday mornings. You know, maybe the crowd knows that you're a Christian. Right, the group of people, right, all those coworkers that you have, maybe they all know that you go to church, but maybe it's time that we take opportunities to personalize this message. You know, pick out a coworker. Maybe that lady down at the hair salon that does your hair sometimes, you've never had like a gospel conversation with them. But what if we began to personalize the gospel and not just to the crowd, but to individuals? And what if we begin to take every opportunity that we have with people in our life to talk about Jesus? Because we never know, God may have orchestrated and God may have ordained every interaction that you're going to have today. And so I guess my challenge to you today is this, is that we would not waste our chance to talk about Jesus. Every opportunity is an opportunity to share the gospel. Appreciate you joining us today for Believing Together. I hope and pray this has helped you and encouraged you. As always, if you don't have a church home, we'd love for you to visit Kerwin Baptist Church. Again, it's my privilege to be able to share God's word with you today. I'll speak to you next time.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.